I'm Harriet Jones for WNPR News. In August of 1814, the tiny village of Stonington scored an unlikely military victory by repelling the might of the British Navy. This weekend, the town celebrated the bicentennial of that extraordinary battle. After being pounded with cannon fire from four fully armed warships for some 3 days, the defenders of Stonington, wielding just two cannons, sank one of the British ships and forced the attackers to flee. 200 years later, the village is still proud of its heroic feat. A full weekend of events, including a reenactment of the battle, marked this 200th anniversary, and it all wrapped up with a parade through the borough, past the landmarks that commemorate the battle, including those two famous cannons.
Today is a symbol of American resilience and resoluteness.
Senator Richard Blumenthal called it a living history lesson, and he noted that much has changed in the intervening 200 years.
Our foe then, perhaps our greatest ally now, the British. And now I think we owe the British a round of applause for their friendship and their steadfast alliance with us.
That tribute was graciously accepted by the British naval attaché to the US, Commodore Richard Allen, who marched in the parade alongside the commander of the New London sub-base. But the day belonged to another great survivor, Anna Coit. In 1914, at the age of six, she was taken by her family to see the centennial celebrations of the Battle of Stonington.
Everybody came out. They didn't miss anybody that day. It was very nice. And of course I was thrilled.
Now, at age 106, she was back for the bicentennial, this time as Grand Marshal of the parade.
I'm surprised how much is the same, and I think it's been very pleasant.
Much was the same, but not everything.
The time before, they didn't have automobiles, so they came out, horses and buggies, and more horses, and more horses.
Herself a writer and historian, Coit provided an extraordinary living link with the past on an already historic day. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.
It oft-times has been told how those British seamen bold could flog the tars of France so neat and handy, oh. They never found their match till the Yankees did them catch. Oh, the Yankee boys at fighting are the dandy, oh. The Guerrier so bold on the foaming ocean rolled, commanded by proud Dacres, the grandee, oh. With his fine British crew.